The 11th basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme, the invitation to the cell. The Lord be with you. If we look at the diagram describing the process of evangelization, if we look at the bomb or the net, we observe how appropriate it is. Certainly, the graphic was invented by somebody only recently, by some contemporary. However, the phases or stages, nobody invented them. These correspond exactly to those revealed to us in Holy Scriptures, beginning with the experience of Jesus himself. Jesus spent a whole night in prayer before he called and chosen his disciples. He served them and even washed their feet. He spoke to them about the Father from his personal experience of him from eternity. To them he did not speak in parables, but sought to explain the parables. He promised them his Holy Spirit and commanded them not to leave Jerusalem before they have received him. They sought to find strength, courage, and growth in their small community. And whatever they did, every decision, every ministry and mission, they did it for the expansion and the prolification of the church. The parish cell system of evangelization is helping the church and the Christians of the third millennium to rediscover this process so as to renew the same zeal, the same enthusiasm, and the same effectiveness experienced by the early Christians. If we were chosen by divine providence to be entrusted among the first with this mission, it means that we are carrying a great responsibility. If we are entrusted with this process of evangelization, which we call the bomb or the net, then we have a responsibility how to implement it. When we do not respect this process, like skipping one or two phases, it might happen that we see some results in evangelization, but we only enjoy it for a short time. We will never see that fruit that matures, and by far less do we see any fruit of multiplication or fruit that contributes to the renewal of the parish and of the church. So the next phase in the process of evangelization is very delicate. Last time I happened to be following a program of agriculture on the radio, and the expert was answering a question of some listener. He was saying that there is an important moment in the life of the plant when it needs to be placed in a bigger place, a bigger pot, or maybe in the garden itself. And he gave two reasons. First, if the plant has grown up that much, that being left in the same small pot, which was very important to help her at an early stage, would mean that it will start dying, then it is better to place it in a bigger container. Secondly, if one is expecting the plant to start giving certain fruit according to its species, it has to find the right environment for its roots, not only to feed themselves on the substances they need to help the plant produce that particular fruit, but also to establish the structural strength for the plant to hold the fruit, and even in big quantities. The next stage in the process of evangelization then invites us to make a serious reflection on the importance and the right moment of leading a person who has just been baptized in the Holy Spirit into the cell. Today, there is nobody in the church that has not heard of the need for new evangelization. Unfortunately, so many people are speaking of new evangelization that if a church goer does not mention new evangelization in his conversations, would sound religiously outdated. But the other side of the coin might indicate a worse situation. When new evangelization becomes a slogan on the lips of everyone, especially on the lips of those who do not want to be regarded outdated, or of those who seek to be considered updated and in tune with the whole church, we risk calling everything as new evangelization and losing the real meaning of new evangelization. However, the problem lies even with sincere Christians who are realizing the full implications of baptism and plunge themselves into evangelization without the most basic formation that would have taught them that they cannot do it by themselves. In order for a person to be truly evangelized, it is not enough for him to renew his baptism and to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. He must also become a person who evangelizes. However, there is a very important passage that one has to go through, and this leads towards integration into the church, the local church, and the parish. The reason is because it is the church that exists for evangelization. Jesus did not give the great mandate of evangelization to each and every one of the apostles individually. He gave it to them as a group, as a body, in their capacity of being together, the one mystical body of Christ. Now, the passage that someone who has been lost or distant from the church needs to do is so big that we are proposing another phase in between. This is the place of the cell. What is the place of the cell? Actually, the cell is part of the parish. It is the parish in its microcosmic form. The same as in biology, the cell is the basic structural unit, microcosmic, of all organisms. When one has been absent from the church for so long a time, when one has been feeling that the church is no place for him, maybe because of the lifestyle he is living, or when one had abandoned all religious practice, it is not that easy for such a person to find himself back in the church. But let us be honest, do we feel welcomed in our churches and parishes? Do we feel that personal attention in a crowd of some few hundred people? Are we really sharing our faith when we gather together for divine liturgy? Yet, when we read the Acts of the Apostles, like the passage you read before this teaching, and when you read the letters of St. Paul, you realize how different from ours was the early church. With parish cell system of evangelization, we are not inventing something new. We are rediscovering a fundamental experience that was part of the makeup of the early church, something that has been lost along the years. You do not find the word cell in the New Testament, but you do not find neither the word parish. Yet, it is good to keep in mind that whenever the Acts of the or of St. Paul speak of some local church, they are actually speaking of a community that consisted of a few tens of people, maybe some 40 people in all. The cell should be the first step for someone who has lost to find his place in the Christian community, in the church, in the parish. When the one who is evangelizing is a member of a cell, one that holds the cell in his heart, one who is committed to the cell, does not only find great help and accompaniment in the process of evangelizing his oikos, but it will come very natural for his oikos to join the cell. He will do this at the right time, neither earlier nor later. Just consider the way the first Christian communities used to grow in number. One last point, but very important. Since the cell is not a group or association, but a foretaste of the parish, it has to have its doors open for everybody, just like the doors of the church. However, although it is open for everybody, it is not a public square. It is far more serious than a public square. Therefore, there is a procedure that helps newcomers to understand the nature of the cell meeting and the actual members to be prepared to welcome them. The procedure is this. First, the member informs the leader of his oikos desire to start attending the cell. Then the leader informs the cell members and meets the oikos to discern his intentions for coming to the cell. Thirdly, after 15 days or after two cell meetings whereby both the cell and the oikos are encouraged to pray so that the will of God may be fulfilled, the leader invites the oikos to attend for two cell meetings as a visitor. After these two meetings, the oikos decides whether he wishes to continue to attend the cell. If he so decides, the oikos will be considered as a normal member of the cell. Praised be the Lord Jesus Christ.